وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي الكريم، بارك الله فيك. You question remind me a matter that coincidence many years ago. I'll be honest with you, my dear brother, since my childhood, I still remember this issue and this clash in between our Salafi brothers and our Masjid and the Awam society surround of us regarding the prayer times. I mean, this kind of issue is going since long time ago. And I'm telling you, I'm giving you an answer out of long experience regarding this matter. And I still remember the statements of Sheikh Albani, rahmahullah ta'ala, and Sheikh bin Baz and others and regarding the calendar of Umm al-Qura, etc. And I'm giving you the summary of it. The claim that you mentioned in your question from the Salafi, some of the Salafi brothers that you mentioned them, this claiming is one of two. A claim that it's correct and have a correct base, and the second is a claim it doesn't have correct base, it just let us say it's just a claim without a right base. So the first claiming, when it's really the claim that have a correct base and it have an authentic evidence, is when the claim come from a people who they are expert and really they calculate the time correctly according to the method of the Sharia. They know when is the sunset, they know when is the sun rising, they calculate it according to the way of the ulama, then they put such judgment. You understand? And this such judgment, impossible for it. If you said if it's correct, it's correct, and they say the awam, sometimes they pray the fajr and the maghrib in the wrong time, because it cannot be the fajr only. If the awam, they pray the fajr in the wrong time, means also the maghrib must be in the wrong time. You understand? Because the time between maghrib and isha is the same time between fajr and the ishraq time. So actually both is connected. In general, my dear brother, if we said what they claim about the Masjid of the Awam praying in the wrong time, who they follow the calendar, praying the wrong time in Fajr and Maghrib, you must know it cannot be in the whole year, in every single prayer in the whole year. No. Sometimes the calendar is correct and sometimes the calendar is wrong. You understand? Sometimes they really pray before the time, and sometimes they're gonna pray after the time enter, and sometimes they will delay the prayer. So it's like that. So in this situation, because the claim have a correct base and it's authentic, the people of it, they're supposed to follow the correct way according to their ability, especially if they have their own masajid, they have their own congregation. They're supposed to follow the correct way without creating a clash and fitna with the awam surround them, because it's gonna be a way to reject the da'wah and to block that would block their hearts from accepting the haqq of the da'wah. Be careful again this matter. The second claim, which it doesn't have a base, it's just because people are following the calendar, so we believe the calendar not always right, so we go against them. We say, we claim things that without us finding the correct foundation and evidence of it, either because we are unqualified to calculate the time, or either because we don't have the ability, or sometimes it just claiming from a people that they cannot do anything. So I mean, they cannot pray in their own congregation, they don't have their own masajid, they don't have that power to go against them in a big matter like this. Or for example, it could be a claim from a people who try to skip themselves from the congregation prayers. In this situation, we say, ya akhi, la yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. If the waliyul amr and your people in your place, they do their best, and in the end they come back to the calendar, and you are not sure about your position, and you don't know how you calculate the time, you don't know when is the real time would enter according to the correct method of calculation. In the end, I follow those people. Well, I could leave house in those. If there is something wrong, they will, the one who force you to follow it, he will take the blame, because anyway you are unable to calculate the time correctly. What you have is just claiming. people are using the calendar, so they are wrong. So what is the conclusion of that? You want to pray alone and exclude the congregations. You want to go to the jail. You want to be punished. And sometimes this kind of claim come from a people they didn't have the ability or they are unable to do anything that result from this kind of claim. So what's the better of your claim? What is the benefit of your claim? Sorry. That's why, ya akhwani fillah, you need to be careful regarding such statements and such speech and such an understanding. Especially, for example, yani in here in Malaysia, it's different than Indonesia. For example, in Indonesia, the masajid of the Salafis there, they could calculate it, inshallah, correctly, and they could do their own adhan, even if it's different than the adhan of the other people, without making fitna between them and the others. And the community will understand. Okay, no problem. But like in Malaysia, it's nearly impossible. And if you do such matter, you will be punished hardly. Hiya la yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha. And the Shara will never come by a way that bring you to a danger or exclude you from the khair or be a reason for your iman to be decreased. Because some people, they use this kind of claim to skip the congregation and to pray alone always. Then the result of it is what? Result of it is the iman to decrease and you'll be more far from Allah Azza wa Jal, because you boycott and you skip the congregation always. It's dangerous for the men. So, ya akhwani fillah, here you need to be a wise. May Allah make all of us wise and grant us wisdom. Ameen. Wafaqakum Allah.